Hey, this is Barbara Corcoran. You are now tuned in to Business Unusual. And everything you ever learned about business, throw it out the window. I'm going to tell you the real deal. Listen in. Today, I'm going to answer all your burning questions about work, life, starting a company, getting on track, and much, much more. Be sure to call in to the Business Unusual hotline with your question at 888-BARBARA. That's 888-B-A-R-B-A-R-A. But first, do you really need to go to college today to pursue your dream? Does it pay? Does it make any sense to spend all that money and all those years to get a good job and to keep one? Well, we're going to hear from a guy today who has a bigger problem than college. He's a guy that has a hard time even focusing on the question, never mind the answer. I'm always bragging to people about what a winning team I have. I'm the luckiest person in town, and I know that when I do my work, because of my team. Today, I'm going to share my secret sauce on how to build your own winning team.
Hi, Barbara. This is Faraz from Orange County, California. I wanted to ask you about college. I'm already a college student for computer science, and I keep having this fight with my family that I don't need to go to college for computers. I can learn it by myself or self-taught. Now, just a question for you. Would you hire someone with a college degree or without a college degree? And what do you look for in a person when you're hiring someone? Because you're in a big business, and I think as a leader, you know who to hire. Just want to ask you, which one is more important to you?
Let's see if we could skin this cat a little bit, right? I listened to your question, obviously. What's your parents' objection to you going to college?
First, I didn't like to go to college because I had a mentor that I met 2 years ago, and he took me under his wing, and he taught me a lot of stuff about marketing and stuff. His name was Ash Sopay. Mm-hmm. He taught me a lot, and he told me that college is not necessary to become successful, and he taught me about reading and going to different places, meeting new people. And that's basically where I got the idea of not going to college. So I took a year off. And then after my year off, I studied a lot. I tried to do some business stuff, but I couldn't do it somehow. I just didn't see it in me, really. And then I went back to college. And I'm still now just thinking about it because, I don't know, my major is computer science right now. And I'm not sure if I need a college degree for it because what I learned in school that took us like 4 months, I literally learned that by myself in like 3 weeks. From like this website called Pluralsight. Mm-hmm. I want to know if I have a good future later, you know. Is college necessary? Is it not? That's basically my situation.
Faraz, you started college. Your parents weren't totally on your side thinking you needed to go to college. You met a mentor who believed you didn't have to go to college either, and he taught you a lot. Are you in college now? Are you thinking of going back?
No, I am in college. I just finished 3 semesters.
Okay. Of your freshman year?
Sophomore, because I took a year of college and I dropped off and then I came back.
Okay. So you worked a year, you took a year of college, you left for a year, and now you're back.
Yeah.
And your mentor believes you don't really need college and your parents would agree with it.
No, my parents won't agree with it. Yeah, my parents wanted me to go to college. Talked to them a lot about it. My mentor talked to them about it. And then they agreed with a year off. So I took a year off and then I basically did some research. I went to different places, learned a lot about different things. And then I still thought, hey, if I want to pursue computer again, I think the best option for me is to be the safe way of college because my parents also support it. I have the pleasure to have good income family mm-hmm. and they are willing to pay for college and I'm not going to be in debt. So that's the biggest concern for me before, but now they told me they're going to pay for it.
Okay, that's terrific.
Yeah.
You're a lucky man.
I am. I'm really happy about this. But I'm still thinking because of the professors I meet in college. It's just like my computer science professor, he's a really nice man. I really like him, but he's not a good teacher. Mm. I don't understand a thing he says at all.
That's one teacher. How about your other teachers?
They're all bad.
Oh, they're all bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all bad.
You're sure it's them, not you, right?
Yeah. No, I'm a good student. I love school. I love learning.
So what about changing schools? Had you thought about that?
I'm going to community college right now. So the best community college near me is Saddleback College uh-huh. because it transferred to UC Irvine and pretty easily if you have good grades. And UC Irvine is a good school for computer. So I think that's my best option. It's the closest to my house too.
You're thinking of transferring from your community college to a different school when? At the end of this year?
No, next year.
When next year, if not the beginning of the semester?
So I think fall of 2021. Because I'm trying to get as much as class as I can before university because I have to take the same classes there too. So it's easier to take it at a community.
I got it. You're not going to transfer so quickly, but you're thinking of maybe transferring after next year, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I'm most concerned about more than your college degree. It's your communication style, right? You don't mind if I just tell you like it is, right? That's why you called.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Okay. All right. When I'm hiring people, I don't care what position I'm looking for. There are only two things that are really important to me. One is a winning attitude, someone who really wants to do well. Because if somebody doesn't have the head on straight about that, they're not going to go anywhere. I don't have any problem with that hearing you just now. Sounds to me like you really want to do well in life, but you're uncertain as to the right path to get there. But I hear in you a desire to do well in life, okay? That's half of it. What I don't hear in you is the other half that I think is just as essential in anyone that I hire, which is the ability to communicate well and clearly.
Yeah, because English is my second language right now. There are some words I don't understand. I'm still not good with grammar. So I think that's why I couldn't communicate.
No, I don't believe you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because your grammar was perfect.
Really?
Yes, okay. Very much so. You have a slight accent. Who cares, right? I find that exotic myself. Okay.
Thanks.
But when I say your communication style, it's usually a replica of what's going on in your head, and you jump all over the place. So you're asking me two main questions. Is a college degree necessary? I'll get to that in a minute. But far more important than that, I hear a young man who wants to do well in life. And I don't think you're going to get to where you want to go unless you become a much better communicator. That's the truth.
Okay.
So, you know what I would use college for? And I do think it's essential if you're going to be a success in computer science. Any good company out there is going to ask you for your college degree. You can't skip over that.
Okay.
Okay. So you important. Have to get okay. that. Unless you want to just work for yourself and no one's going to ask you degree after a while if you're successful.
Yeah, I prefer to start for working other companies first before I start my own.
Okay. What I would do if I were you is I would sign up for as many language classes as I can. Not to learn English, you know, English and your grammar is perfect, okay? But what I think you very much need is to slow down, articulate better, and communicate clearly. And if you could use your college time, if your professors aren't teaching you anything, what they're talking about, teaching computer science, you can learn that on your own. I'm sure you're capable of probably learning that faster on your own than you would through a professor. Everyone who's in computer science tells me that, okay? But I think what you have an opportunity to do here is to learn how to think clearly, to enunciate well, to slow down with your thinking and to communicate crystal clear. And I think you're going to have to work very hard at that. And then when you walk into my office for a position, I hope I see you doing that. And I hope I have the position for you. I'm going to hire you because I could clearly see you have the right attitude. But I'm going to say this guy could walk and talk and get his point across to anyone he wants without me having to decode. So what do you think about that advice? Maybe not what you're looking for.
No, I like it. My parents keep telling me this too. My personality, that's the thing I'm working on so hard that I still don't know how to fix, is that when I want to do something, I'll go right into it and I do my best to do it.
Without a plan?
I make up plans already before I want to do it. I make the plan, but then after I do it, something else catches my eye. And then I go after that. I never finish what I start, basically. And that is my biggest problem. It's just my mind, I think, is that when I'm doing something, something else catches my eye, I do that too, and I do that too. I'm multitasking, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with ADD?
I've never done it. I don't know.
I would go see someone. Probably the clearest thing you said was your description of what gets in your way. I understood it exactly.
We have family members that are psychologist. So I asked
you
them.
Do? So you could get a free appointment?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm not really sure, but I think you need a psychiatrist versus a psychologist for that medication.
Okay.
But perhaps take a test.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think you get your college degree. Okay. You learn how to be a clear communicator. You look into your challenge with holding your attention for long, not jumping from subject to subject. Good
Thank
luck
you
to
so
you.
Much for-
okay. My
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's take a short break to talk about a company I love, my friends at OnDeck Business Loans. Every business is looking to drive efficiencies and improve their bottom line. One business critical piece of software I love is Paycom. With Paycom's single database HR and payroll solution, you eliminate unnecessary waste, improve your business processes, and you can track real-time savings on your investment. Now that's a win-win. So go to paycom.com to schedule a demo today. Now let's get back to the show.
Hi, Barbara. My name is Catherine, calling from Boston, Massachusetts. And I absolutely love your style in terms of entrepreneurship, how you handle your company and your employees. You're like a mother to them. I want to know specifically, what is the formula to find the best team players for your company? What would you advise someone that's starting a business and that needs team members for a social enterprise or a nonprofit? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Catherine, I get every one of my great team members or players, as you put it, from other people who are like them. Everyone in my company recommends other people to come join our team. And it's rare that anyone good recommends a clunker. So that's my secret sauce for finding good people. That being said, I usually have an embarrassment of riches as to who to choose among people who apply. And I always look for the same old, because I know what makes for a successful business, what makes for a happy family. And my attitude always is I'm building a happy family as the mom. And you accurately put that, like you're the mother. I am the mother. I see myself that way. So what I'm always looking for is someone with a positive attitude. First and foremost, they have to have a sunny disposition and see a glass as half full versus half empty, because what comes with a positive attitude is the ability to be a team member, to help the other guy, to think that the best is going to happen. So many good things come with a positive attitude. And I learned years ago, if someone doesn't have a positive attitude, there's nothing I can do with all the power and all the energy I have to give them a positive attitude. So I always choose attitude over experience, because I know I can give them experience, but they have to come in with a positive attitude. The other second thing that I never, ever, ever make an exception to is I need to hire someone who is organized. Because have a whole team of organized people and one disorganized person, and it makes work for everybody else. You need to be organized to get anything done in business, and that's my other prerequisite. You put your finger on my overall talent for hiring people, retaining them, and creating a happy family, which is my attitude is I am the mother. And I'm going to be damn sure everybody here is going to be happy because I love my kids. It's as simple as that. That keeps me on the straight and narrow. I hope that answered your question. And that's all the questions we have time for today. If you have a question, leave me a voicemail on the Business Unusual hotline, 888-BARBARA. That's 888-BARBARA. You can also tweet it to me at Barbara Corcoran, and I may just answer it on a future episode. You've been listening to Business Unusual with me, Barbara Corcoran. Come back next week to hear more steps and missteps I took on the path to success. Search and follow Business Unusual on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Audiation.